fighting for America.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Iranians, when they sat down, said, look, we want you to know that we're going to work towards a treaty. If we get there, though, it's got to go to our equivalent of a parliament, and they've got to approve it. You mean to tell me that Iran, they've got a more representative government than America?
Fighting for you.
They're like, hey, this is a great location. I would love to be here, but there's a sentiment domain thing hanging over our head. It's a tough call.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller with you. Thank you all for joining us. Welcome to Friday. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Kevin Miller Show. Always great blogs, great insight at 580KIDO.com. We always want to make sure that we keep you up to date on everything that is of relevance and of value to you here in the Treasure Valley. One of our great friends, we could call him the muckraker. I don't know what we'll call him. The rabble rouser, the truth detector. Captain Cliche, that would be me, but Greg Pruitt joins us from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm sure the legislators have all sorts of nicknames for me now.
Yeah, you've been called a lot of names lately.
Yeah, that's all right. You know what? I got the people of Idaho behind me, and so I'm not too worried about what anybody gets.
Right. When we last left you, which was last Friday, nonetheless, you were on your way to Pocatello, but you were answering charges that you and your group of merry men and women have been harassing state legislators. Now you have some recent developments concerning your ongoing fight to get constitutional carry, at least a hearing here in the state of Idaho. If we're pro-Second Amendment, it shouldn't be that difficult, should it?
No, this should be one of the easier bills we've ever passed in regards to gun rights. When you've got thousands of Idaho citizens all across the state backing you up, the legislators should be taking a real hard look at what's going on here. But, you know, over the last month, we've just heard excuse after excuse why passing House Bill 89 is dangerous, and we can't do it because we might lose reciprocity. In fact, one of the biggest, and I don't know that you can call it anything other than a lie, one of the biggest lies they were perpetuating was that when Alaska passed constitutional carry, and they were the first ones after Vermont, they said, well, Washington dropped Alaska after they passed constitutional carry, and we don't want that to happen here. And for, I don't know, I think about 3 weeks, I just took that as truth. I just said, oh, yeah, but, you know, that maybe that did happen. But you know what? We don't care, because in the state of Idaho, we don't let other states dictate the terms of our freedom. Well, about 3 days ago, I called the state of Alaska, and I talked to the guy who advises his boss on reciprocity issues. And I said, hey, why did Washington drop you guys after you passed constitutional carry? And he just kind of chuckled and said, Washington has never recognized our permit. And I kind of said, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, they've never recognized our permit ever. And I have records back to the year 2000 that can prove that they didn't, at least up until then. And I said, well, you passed constitutional carry in 2003, so basically people have been lying to me about this. And he goes, yeah.
Lying's a pretty strong word. You want to stick with that?
Well,
you're not making any friends by saying those things.
Yeah, well, I'm not here to make friends, Kevin. I'm here to help the citizens of Idaho get their rights back. So I don't know. I mean, that's what they kept telling people. So somebody was severely misinformed, or somebody was flat out lying to try and kill House Bill 89.
And you believe, why would they want to kill that? Again, you have folks saying they have trouble with the language. They, you know, I'm trying to recite the reasons that they've looked this over, and they, again, as you've cited, reciprocity here at 580KIDO. They want to make sure that if you're up in the North Country, you can go over to Washington and not get stuffed and cuffed.
Yeah, you know what? They've come up with a whole lot of different reasons. In fact, yesterday was the first time we ran into Chairman Lurcher yesterday by happenstance. And everybody kept talking about the language. And so, but nobody would tell us, Kevin. I want the Idaho citizens to know that for 3 weeks or 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, you know, you've heard all sorts of people saying there's issues with the language. Not once until yesterday did anybody actually come up to us and say, here's what we're looking at, here's the issue, hey, let's get this fixed so we can get this bill passed. Not once has any legislature, the NRA, come up to us and said that. So they've left the you know, Idaho citizens in the dust on this bill. And so yesterday we met with Chairman Lurcher.
You saw him in the hallway.
We saw him in the hallway.
Yeah. Now, was he intimidated by you? Did you threaten him or anything?
No, not at all. In fact, I saw him. I said, "Hey, Chairman, I just wanted to get an update." And he said, "Your bill's dead. It's not going anywhere." And I said, "Well, okay. Do you have a reason for that?" "Well, yeah, there's issues with the language and there's a fatal flaw in the bill." And I said, "Interesting, because nobody's actually told us what that is." And he's like, "I'll show you what it is." And so we went back to his office.
Wait, it sounds like Dean Wormer from Animal House. "I'll show you what it is."
So we went back to his office, and for about the first 5 minutes, he was trying to boot up his computer to get on and show us what it was. And he proceeded to be upset that Idaho citizens were expressing their views in emails and phone calls. But anyway, we finally get to the language. There's a paragraph in there. And we talked about it for quite some time. We disagree with his interpretation. He disagreed, obviously, as well.
Well, what is his interpretation compared to yours here at 580KIDO?
His interpretation is with one paragraph in there. He claims that it will still, even if we pass it, it would still make Idaho citizens have to get a permit, or not have to get a permit, but have to go through a background check. We said, no, there's wording in there that refers to what we're talking about in regards to restrictions. And anyway, it's kind of complicated. It'd probably take a little while to explain. And
sure. But really it comes down to this, and you know, we've been with you and we'll be with you till the end. From the beginning, we've been with you that you just want a hearing. I mean, other groups have wanted a hearing and they've gotten a hearing. What's the danger in giving you a hearing or a vote on the House floor, considering the thousands of people that have signed your petition and the thousands of people that have joined your group?
Yeah, and that's what we want. We want a hearing, and I think they're afraid to do a hearing because they know the House Bill 89 is going to pass. They know that there are thousands of people supporting them, and they just don't want to do it. In fact, he told me yesterday, Chairman Lurcher, I asked him, I said, "Okay, well, let's say I come back to you in 4 hours and I have fixed this paragraph to your liking. Nope, I'm done with your bill. It's not going anywhere." And so, I mean, to me, that told me, you know, right off the bat, it's personal for him now. He, you know, despite the bill being perfect, if it was perfect, he would still not let the bill go to a hearing.
Well, and really it comes down to this at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. You know how it is with politicians and with public officials or with work or any type of relationship. I think you've crossed the Rubicon.
Yeah, you know what, Kevin?
I know you're frustrated, but it you know, the signal that I think that this was done in public was when the accusations that you were and your crew were harassing people, which, again, I've known you and I've known your folks. I don't believe that's the case, but, I mean, you sign up for things. It's kind of like when people make fun of me, Greg, or yell at me, I can't really say boo hoo hoo hoo. It's what I signed up for. You know,
yeah,
when you
it's a dirty, dirty game, Kevin. I mean, the politics of Idaho are no different than the politics of Washington D.C.
Well, and when you came up with this, again, all you want is a hearing, and you know, it just seems kind of strange that you can't get a hearing. You have a sponsor for the bill.
Yeah, we have a sponsor. We have co-sponsors. We've got sheriffs now finally coming out and speaking in favor of constitutional carry, and we've got a lot of Idaho citizens. There's growing movement. There are at least sign wavings all across the state today and tomorrow. With, you know, people are going to be waving signs in support of constitutional carry. So they can't ignore us forever. There are a lot of people that want to see this bill happen. You know, there's 18 other states, Kevin, this year alone, that are proposing constitutional carry. So this isn't just an Idaho movement. There's a movement nationwide to make this happen.
Greg Pruitt with us, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. So can anybody change the chairman's mind, or is this, I'm kind of trying to think of, you know, something very similar to this, where people would just run out the clock.
Yeah, that's their goal. That's their intention. They're going to come out today. And you know, here's the thing. We didn't play the game the way they wanted it to, and we're not doing the bill that they want to.
However, you have tried to play the game the way they wanted to for many, many years. That's not embellishment. That's fact.
Yeah, yeah. We've been trying since 2012 to get constitutional carry passed. And for several years, we went to legislators and said, hey, we've been going around the state and talking to Idaho citizens. Here's what the Idaho gun owners want you to do. They want you to pass constitutional carry. Well, 2 years ago, they did the enhanced carry permit, which we said was an awful idea, and it would make this harder, and it has. And then last year, they passed a very restrictive campus carry, and we told them again, nope, the constitutional carry should be your focus right now, because we're running out of time where we can probably get this thing through. And then this year, again, we wanted to do it, and they said the NRA and some other legislators said, no, let's do it next year. We'll support you next year. I got tired of it. I said, no, this is what the Idaho citizens want. I'm going to put it forward myself with or without you guys. And, you know, they're not happy about that because they have some bill that they're announcing today that nobody has been asking for, and they're going to put that forward today, apparently.
Greg, we continue on here at 580KIDO, so... what's your next move here? Continued pressure, continued lobbying? I mean, when the chairman, and you know, by the way, we had David Ripley on, and he speaks very highly of Chairman Lurcher, and this is what Chairman Lurcher had to say about another hearing that he was at.
I'm calling on the people of this state to stop the cruelty. It has no place in our society. I'm calling on people everywhere to get over themselves, get past all this, and to be less cruel, or more favorably stated, kind in your approach to people who you may perceive that are different from you.
There we have it.
Yeah, you know, he's talking about gay rights.
And the words.
The discrimination against the gay rights people and stuff. And yeah, you know, I don't know, Kevin. I mean, it's interesting because they're trying to get the gun owners to turn against us by coming out and saying, oh, they're being mean to me. Well, gun owners aren't going to fall for that crap. You know, they know better. And I would venture to say that 99% of the emails and phone calls he's gotten have not been harassing, have not been threatening. And heck, the few that maybe have may have even come from the left. I asked him that yesterday. I said, did you think for 1 second that the phone calls you are getting may have came from somebody who really hates guns but wants us to look bad? And he didn't say anything. He had nothing to say. And I said the same thing about this whole home phone number thing. I said, look, I know where you are, sir. So I put out your office phone number. I've never actually put out your personal home phone number. And I said, but you got to remember that you guys published that and that the citizens of Idaho don't know that you aren't going home every night. So they think you're going home. Maybe that's why you're getting calls at home.
And, well, not only that, but I mean, don't have your numbers on the web then.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we're not saying that harassment is the way to go. We're not condoning that. But on the other hand, don't complain when people contact you if you have your numbers on the web.
Exactly. And that little tantrum on the House floor was a way for them to try and turn the tide because the tide was not in their favor. I mean, the gun owners were calling, emailing, and in fact, he told me yesterday, you got to see the string of emails I have in here. And I just said, well, you got a lot of gun owners that want to see constitutional carry get a hearing. So, I mean, if you don't have a hearing, they're going to be angry about that.
Well, and so, that is their right. This is America. What else what else do you want to share with us, Greg?
You know, Kevin, I would tell them to just keep up the pressure. Keep up the pressure on these guys until they break. And if they don't break, well, then, you know, I guess during election time we're going to have some other issues. But I would just keep up the pressure. And honestly, I think people need to call their own representatives and say, hey, where are you standing? Are you standing with us? Or are you going to stand with the chairman and make sure this thing gets blocked? Because their own representatives need to be putting pressure on Chairman Lurcher to make this thing go forward.
Well, it really comes down to, you know, are we rhinos? Are we conservatives in name only?
Yeah, well, the way that I look at it, I think we're conservatives in name only. There's only a few of them down there that really have the gall to stand with us and to stand with the citizens of Idaho on what we really want and what we sent them there to do. And I think there's only a few of them in there.
Well, Greg, keep up the good work. If people want to get involved with you and your group, what can they do?
They can go on to Facebook, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. IdahoSAA.org is our website, which also links to the Facebook. And Kevin, we just appreciate everything you've done for us. You've helped us really get to where we are here since 2012 when I first met you. So we've come a long way, and you've been a big part of it.
Well, we appreciate your passion, your support, and, you know, we owe it all to our friend Eric Macrush, who's probably listening right now.
Yeah, that's true. He's enjoying the good old Florida weather, I guess.
He is. Keep your powder dry, and please keep us informed, Greg. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Greg Pruitt with us, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. And really, it comes down to this. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO, we can get the hearing for the words. And remember, the words are not happy. The words people are not happy. They want another hearing. They want a hearing on the first on the House floor. So we can here it is. Okay, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Why can we give a hearing to the words to be added, and not a hearing to the guns to protect ourselves? I'd like to hear from you next. Let's get you to traffic.
Either comply with the policy or the governor and I will file litigation in the federal court.
Of the 24 runways in Air Combat Command, Mountain Home Air Force Base's runway was determined the worst.
And I said, well, you passed constitutional carry in 2003, so basically people have been lying to me about this. And he goes, yeah.
Let's get it started.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. The big national story has to be
the idea that a member would create her own system is pretty extraordinary, and it's also pretty dangerous. This is the type of thing that sends most security officers into orbit. This certainly runs against the grain of the federal law. It's much more difficult to comply with those laws when you're creating your own system and allowing your own people to manage it.
There we have it. Constitutional professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University spelling it out of just how dangerous this is. By the way, we mentioned this earlier, that Hillary Clinton told her staff when she was, in fact, giving the review of certain policies, what are best practices, that you could be fired, you will be fired, if you use personal emails to discuss company business, government business. It was the policy that she put into effect. She put that into effect, and yet she didn't follow it. Now you have a lot of folks deciding they're going to defend Hillary Clinton. See, that's the problem when it comes to these issues. Oh, it's all partisan. It's the Republicans trying to get her. It's, you know, she did this illegal, she did that illegal. In fact, Lanny Davis had this to say to our own Megyn Kelly, not to be confused with Linda from Emmett.
If she did preserve all of the documents that she created and received during her tenure as Secretary of State via email?
Well, she says she preserved it. It'll be up to the, excuse my voice, Megan, it'll be up to the State Department and anybody else to confirm that she's telling the truth.
Does she say that? Because I didn't hear her say that in her tweet. So you're telling us that she says she did not delete any official documents.
All preserved, and if deleted, you know they can be found. Secondly, it is a fact that she did nothing illegal.
It's a fact that she did nothing illegal. You know what they say about absolute power? It corrupts absolutely. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
And make sure you can follow me on Twitter at Kevin Miller Show. You'll find out what we just tweeted about John Roberts and Obamacare. Joining us now, TPB from the Gem State Patriot, star of television, movies, radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, we were talking about the absolute power with Hillary Clinton corrupting absolutely. You have Greg Pruitt on. Talking about that the legislators will not let his bill get a hearing. It just seems that whether it's big government, big business, power runs things.
And that is true. You know, what's happening to Greg Pruitt and his constitutional carry bill is the same thing that happens to any bill that the establishment or the lobbyists are against. They either say there is something wrong with it, with the language, or they let it die in committee without a hearing, or they bring it up too late in the session to do anything for it or to act on it. You know, the corporate lobbyists are the ones who control our legislature, not the people. You know, they no longer do the bidding. The politicians no longer do the bidding of the people. It's the players with the money at election time that now make the decisions for Idaho. You know, take the case of Alex LeBeau, president of IACI, and the internal email that was released was absolutely scathing, and his criticism of Senator Sitaway and how irrelevant he and his committee are. You know, this was a glimpse into the inner workings of this corporate lobbyist group who have been influencing policy and politics in Idaho for way too many years to count.
Well, and for those people that aren't familiar with it, page A5 of the Statesman today, they quote LeBeau's email, quote, "Regardless, we will drop some blank in his lap just to be blank. He used a mocking version of Sitaway's name to suggest he perform a sex act and hug a teacher. Now Mr. LeBeau has been suspended with or without pay." But you take a look at what really goes on behind the scenes.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't think a lot of the people in Idaho understand that this is what happens in a political arena, is the lobbyists are actually working against the people in many cases. Look what's happened to the constitutional carry bill, but the same thing's happening to a lot of bills. Look at the SBAC test bill that's been working its way through. They stopped it cold. You know, the lobbyists and the establishment politicians don't want Common Core. Excuse me, they want Common Core, and they want the federal money. So therefore, the SBAC test has got to stay. You know, it's time we have to change the system in our state and put the power back into the hands of the people and not the lobbyists and the politicians. It's our turn. And I just hope people get that in the next election, that they've learned something from what's actually happening to us here.
Well, you know, Mr. LeBeau, you've had him on your panels. What do you think should be done?
To be very honest with you,
mm-hmm.
I think he should have been fired. And I mean on the spot. I assure you, if you think Hillary's emails are damning, let's see the rest of his. Because I assure you, this is not the first one of this type that has been sent out internally. You know, if you ever get a glimpse into what's going on into some of these this lobbyist groups, you'd probably be appalled at the type of things that are being said and how they're being put forth to the members of these associations. You know, it's time to change. This guy has no place in politics. He's been there since 2006. We saw what happened in the elections. It's just some of the nicest people, the greatest people in Idaho, like Monty Pierce, Lenore Barrett, and the lies that were perpetrated. And all because this guy is running a show, and he believes he's in control of Idaho, not the governor and not our legislators.
Well, you have to wonder, members of the campaign now work for IACI.
Well, that's true.
And then you take a look at publicly traded companies like Idaho Power and others, and you think, is this something that they endorse, this type of irresponsible, deplorable, reprehensible behavior?
And here you have, you know, these corporate giants, you know, these captains of industry, the pillars of the community, and it took them 5 days to get rid of this man. What were they thinking when they hired him, and how have they been working with him?
Well, they didn't get rid of him. They gave him a timeout. Paid or unpaid, we don't know.
Exactly. But, I mean, this has been going on for a long time. He's been in charge since 2006. Can you imagine all of the emails that might be available? Should we be able to purge them?
Tea Party Bob, thank you very much.
It's nice to talk to you, Kevin. Have a good day.
Our great friend Tea Party Bob from the Jump State Patriots. Speaking of emails, let's talk about Hillary Clinton's emails. Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
So Hillary Clinton says she wants everybody to see your emails. Some people say she didn't break the law. Other people say she did. Heck, almighty Maureen Dowd referencing 1996. I remember the 1996.
Oh, yeah, me too. A lot going on.
So we could say that about the former Secretary of State as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, she is in some hot water here with these emails. Now we're hearing Fox News obtained a cable from the State Department back from 2011 when she was Secretary of State, in which she directed staff not to use personal email accounts while she herself was doing that and apparently had this server somewhere in a basement. So it's not looking good for her, at least as far as the way it's perceived. However, you know, I was talking with a colleague this morning, and he said, look, you know, if Hillary Clinton wants to get elected in 2016, she'll get elected. But you have to wonder about some of the implications, if there's some classified information that may have been on the server. That could run, she could run to the mud that way.
Not only that, but, you know, with respect to your colleague's cynicism there, what does it say about us if we do elect her? And she did break laws, and if nothing else, she broke standard practices that, as you've reported, would have staffers fired.
In fact, yeah, according to this report that we obtained here at Fox, there was, I believe it was the ambassador to Kenya at the time, in 2011-2012 timeframe, was definitely chastised for using his private email account doing the same thing. And he was ultimately, he was kind of forced to resign. There was a Inspector General report that was going to come out that wasn't going to look good for him, so he stepped down before that happened. And among the issues in the report, and there were other things, there was the issue of using a private email account. So it could have contributed to him sort of being pushed out.
Right. And again, it comes down to, you know, are there standards or not? And, you know, Rachel, as someone who covers Congress and the White House and all things Washington, you know, you're going to have people lobbying on the other half. But if it's the law is the law, you know, who is going to investigate her? It won't be Loretta Lynch. It won't be Eric Holder. It won't be the president. Would it be Congress?
That's interesting. I think that's maybe getting a little ahead of it, but who knows? I mean, this Congress wouldn't be a fan of Hillary Clinton. I don't know if there would be some kind of investigation that way. It has begun at the State Department, though, at least Secretary of State John Kerry saying that they would begin the process immediately to review some, I don't know, 55,000 emails. Someone's going to have a long weekend ahead of them.
And here's the other thing. I mean, was it 55,000 or was it 58,000? And who determines what is personal and what is professional? As you know, if it's on a government server, you get all the emails. Or, you know, red flags come up if it's a personal one. One has to wonder if, 5,000, 3,000, 200 don't make it to prime time. And you have Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch and all the crew there wanting those emails. And they've been very vocal with their FOIA requests that have led to a lot of things being disclosed.
Right. And that is the concern, is that there could be there could be information there that would be harmful. But, you know, we'll have to see how this, you know, all plays out. It's unclear whether or not, you know, this is going to have long-term implications for her. I don't know about legal implications. I'll have to read up a little more about the law, about federal record-keeping law. She argues that she didn't break the law. So
it's kind of like, well, I didn't. I thought the speed limit was 55. I didn't break the law. You broke the law. But the big question is, will George Stephanopoulos actually host his show this week?
Well, that, I don't know. I
mean, you know, that Martha Raddatz, she's moving in quite a lot there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a rival network that I sort of don't want to.
I'm with you. My bad on that one.
It's okay.
We all love Chris Wallace and the panel.
Yeah.
And we love that George Will. How about that?
Sunday.
Did
yeah.
We carry that here. So hopefully I've redeemed myself, Rachel.
Excellent. No, no, you don't need to redeem yourself, Kevin.
You have a good one.
You too.
All right. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. Coming up, two governors take on the current.
Either comply with the policy set forth in NEPA, or the governor and I will be forced to file litigation in the federal court, which we are prepared to do and which we intend to do if it's necessary. We hope it isn't.
Do you fear the nukes, or is it all about the Benjamins? Details next. 647, currently 29.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
651, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Cecil Andrus saying this yesterday.
Either comply with the policy set forth in NEPA, or the governor and I will be forced to file litigation in the federal court. Which we are prepared to do and which we intend to do if it's necessary. We hope it isn't.
weeks. Now, yeah, two former governors, Cecil Andrus and Phil Batt, going back and forth, calling another news conference, talk about their position to what they're saying is planned nuclear shipments of commercial nuclear waste to the INL in eastern Idaho. Now, one person that we haven't heard from this, and look, I'm not trying to do anybody's job for them. I can barely do my own job. And we haven't heard from the great defender of the INL, and that would be Congressman Mike Simpson, and what he thinks is actually happening over there. Andrus said those shipments could potentially harm the environment as the waste would be stored above the Snake River aquifer. Quote, above the aquifer is absolutely the poorest place in the world for you to store this material. Well, we never said that people were bright, but what does it say that you have two former governors threatening to sue the feds, threatening to sue the state for not following an agreement that the state and the feds came up with back in 95. They've also blamed the governor and the attorney general for allowing these shipments. Now, the governor says he's honoring the agreement. And getting back to the quote here from Governor Andrus, Governor Batt, if Butch's administration wants to bring in more, they should take it to the people. I kind of like that idea. I mean, let's face it. Do you want to be Yucca Mountain North? And you remember, if not reading about Yucca Mountain, if not living in Idaho at the time, just this is bad stuff. Okay, on one hand, you have the greatest state to live in when it comes to outdoorsmanship, when it comes to family life, when it comes to value, when it comes to safety. Heck, how many times do we talk about people having their cars broken into or stolen because they leave the keys in their car because Idaho is such a great place to live? Okay. Think of, you know, when we're driving around and you see the, you know, whether it's the geese on the roads, whether it's the deer running a wild twice a year here at the broadcast center. We see them all the time. And couple that with nuclear waste. Do you really want that? I mean, no state wants nuclear waste. And it's so dangerous you can't ship it out into space. But why in the world should we become the repository for the East Coast? Or for the state of Washington, for that matter? Washington, it's your waste. You take care of it. Now, the Attorney General provided letters from the Department of Energy showing that they would only allow those shipments if the state-of-the-art energy showing they could allow these shipments with something called the Integrated Waste Treatment Unit that would be operational at the INL and the DOE was in compliance with the 95 agreement. Now, here's the skinny on this. Do you think that these two former governors have nothing better to do than to make false allegations? Right? I think, quite frankly, that they have a point. And you hear that with Governor Andrus.
Waste treatment unit, which I talked about in the story. As I said, we heard from the AG. We'll hear from the governor very soon in a few.
Hold on, I got this. Sorry, our computer system is firing crazy things.
Either comply with the policy set forth in NEPA, or the governor and I will be forced to file litigation in the federal court, which we are prepared to do and which we intend to do if it's necessary. We hope it isn't.
Now, where's the follow-up? I understand that the resources are limited, but what's the reaction from the INL? What's the reaction from people in Pocatello or Idaho Falls or anyone else? Have we seen these shipments going in? What's Governor Andrus' source? What's Governor Batt's source? They're putting a lot on the line here, and they should be commended for holding the administration accountable. We'll see where that all plays out. But how many of you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, really want nuclear waste to increase here in the state of Idaho? And if you go back and do the research, you've had problems with the Snake River aquifer. You've had problems with nuclear waste contaminating things. And by and by, it's $200 million. But can we live without the $200 million? Certainly we've lived without the increased revenue from legalizing marijuana. We're doing better than, you know, the increased revenue from bringing in gaming as far as casinos. What's more dangerous, marijuana, casinos, or nuclear waste? Quite frankly, I think the environmentalists have it right on this one. Quite frankly, if these two governors are correct that this is going on, well, who's going to investigate anybody? Who's going to investigate state government? State government? Who, the Obama administration? Who has the credibility? We'll talk about that next. Let's get you to work safely and on time. KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. Coming up, we'll debate parental rights. And we'll get back to this issue involving Hillary Clinton and her emails, more from our Fox reporters. And apparently the Ferguson situation continues to evolve. Racism of Ferguson Police Department not isolated, according to the president. Of course, the president, Eric Holder, tried their very best to find some type of racial injustice in Ferguson. They didn't. I think it was hypocritical that we had people here doing Ferguson protests. Really, get a life, people.